And gently close your eyes and let your physical being be relaxed. Soften your neck, shoulders, and feel your feet on the floor, on Gaia, right here. And notice that your own beating heart that spends every day with you is taking this breath and enjoying this moment, feeling the softness and the beauty of the wave of love that comes into the room and surrounds us all. And the light that awakens from that wave of love and holds us in that most precious and sacred space, the space of our humanity melded with our divinity. That light and that love and that space of the all-knowing that always lives inside of us, that is awakening to receive all that there is to be known as this planet and its beautiful beings become more and more connected to that divine source that lives within them. And we do that, all of us, together, this great awakening. And we do that with the support and the love and the honoring of our journey from the angelic being, Kryon.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. Again, there would be those who would say that moving into the space where a human could channel should take more time. And again, we tell those who have not heard it before that things are different. And the things we talk about is the very atmosphere, the very ethers, the energy of the planet today is not what it was 10 years ago, 15 years ago. It's a cooperative, coherent feeling where human beings can slip into that which you call trance or channel far faster than they ever could before. No adjustment, especially for the ones who are already there, ready, an understanding of the energy of not only who they are here, but what's going on in the planet. I've spent many years sitting with humans like you, feeling the compassion and the love that comes from the side of the veil that I represent pouring to you, pouring to you. If you had any idea, truly the conduit that is here. In your three-dimensional ways, you sit in a room and you listen to a man in a chair who then is connected to the other side of the veil and giving you information. And that's all you feel. But then there are those in the audience, those listening, who say it's got to be more because I feel something. I feel a connection. I feel a voice speaking to me, you might say, and you'd be right. For it is not one man speaking at all. It is a group, a tremendous group. There's trillions of us. That is called the pieces of God. When I am not here, speaking through my partner. I am part of that which is the creative source, and so are you when you're not here. We come from the same place. Therefore, you are hearing something you know about, something you can sense that is you. All that is on this planet, so temporary. All of your lifetimes, so temporary. But when you leave, you visit something that's permanent and will never change, ever. Ever. Something that is timeless. Something that is so grand and so compassionate. What God is and the definition that you could imagine is not even a piece of what is really there. Those who feel God, the creative source, the creator, whatever you want to call that energy you come from, those who feel it profoundly, no, they can't even speak. Filled with an energy that is all-consuming, so compassionate, that they weep in joy in remembrance that they're connected to it. Something is happening. Change is coming. And the change that is coming is not going to be necessarily outward. Don't worry about it. Don't think about it. Because the change I now speak of, perhaps for the first time in this way, is internal. We gave many channelings what it would be like to think in a multidimensional way, for an evolvement of DNA to capture that which begins to be outside of 3D, and how you're going to think and act and work and play. But now I want to go inside just for a moment. For in this time of 2018, there are many here and listening to this that are starting to feel internal change. Now, any change at all is often fearful for a human being. Any change at all. And the reason for that is that it is that which you have been told and taught that says balance will create something that is not changeable. If you're balanced, you'll feel peaceful all of the time. And this will then lead to more balance. Even we have told you this. But then that leaves no area for evolvement, even of being peaceful. And so now we start talking about the evolution inside. What is it, dear human being, old soul, that you're starting to feel that might be unusual? And so we say it is the beginning of the evolution of consciousness. And it starts with you awakening one day and realizing you're different. And it's hard for you to express, or what you have called put your finger on, because it is not something necessarily linear. You feel not more pensive, but more serious about certain kinds of things. You start to see that which is on the news differently than you did. Some of you are simply turning it off. You start to feel that which is around you in a way that you cannot even express. You just know things are a certain way. The first thing you might express to yourself is there's change going on. Let me tell you what some people actually feel. As odd as it is, they will say it's the precursor to death. Isn't that interesting? An evolving spirit is the precursor to death. And the reason they think that is because they've never felt it before. And anything that is new, that you've never felt before, is frightening. But then you start to realize, old soul, that you're simply capturing more of what you are. A bigger picture starts to reveal itself in your thinking, not in teaching, in your thinking. You're thinking more maturely about perhaps your purpose on the planet, or maybe who you've been. As the Akash opens up a little bit, it starts to give you a much grander idea of who you actually are. And yet it feels odd, doesn't it? To some, you become a little more serious. To yourself, you're just in that place which is a more peaceful place. Some have noticed that you've stopped worrying so much. And now you're more concerned, as I can say, with where it's going from here. And then you start to question things. Now I'm talking to people here and listening. This is going to fit some of you. You go to work, and you realize you don't belong there. Nothing has changed. The place where you report and have a job or volunteer or whatever, no matter how long you've been there, suddenly it's not you. Suddenly it's not the energy that is commensurate with the grandness of what you know. It doesn't mean that those who are there are wrong or shallow. It's just that what you're feeling is not there for you anymore. And you start to understand, I don't belong here. If you share that with a colleague, they will say, well, what is it exactly? And you'll say, I don't know. I don't know. I just know that my comfort zone used to be here. I used to love coming here and being with everyone. And now it just doesn't relate. And then they will say, well, what would relate? And you say, I don't know. Welcome, dear human being, to a piece of multidimensionality that is not linear and strange and doesn't have immediate answers. A piece of you where you cannot then plan what the goal will be or what that will be tomorrow. You can say, I don't know, and you won't be then listed as a flake. But instead, for you, you are stating a truth. I am peaceful with I don't know. That's one of the first steps to know that you are starting to receive a maturity of spirit. Did you really expect everything would be external? That things would start happening outside of you and pushing and pulling, taking you to different places? No, it comes from inside. And that's begun. Some of you have started realizing in friends and relationships, you have a whole different idea today of who you want to talk to or who you want to be with. And that leads us to the next area. You start sequestering yourself because you don't want to be with the people you've always been with. There's nothing wrong with them. You just don't relate to what they say, what they want to do. What makes them happy and joyful is not necessarily what makes you happy and joyful. Some of you have gone to that place and it calls for a psychiatrist because it is so different and you worry. What is going on in my mind? Instead of celebrating, thank you, Spirit, for my evolvement. Where I'm going to find new friends, and I'm going to do it in a way that does not cast out the old ones or make any enemies at all. A segue, a movement from one energy to another, where I celebrate new friends to talk about new things. And together we sit and we're peaceful and we feel the compassion and the love around us, and we don't even know why. We don't know why. We don't know whether we're sensing entities or whether we're sensing our new selves. We don't know. All we know is that it is good. And when some call and say, let's go and do this, let's go and do that, and you say, not now, not today. And then when you hang up the phone, you say, not ever. Because you know you've changed. You know you've changed. And then something nobody wants happens. You start to look around and say, I'm not really sure I belong living here. And you've been here a long time, and there's been no problems, and you've called it home, and suddenly you say, really? I don't know. Did you know that there's something called astrocartography? This is the energy related to the stars, related to that study of astrology, which will help you to know those places on the planet which might be more comfortable for you. And now you get into the study of your energy matching the energy of Gaia. What a concept. You were taught you're born in a certain area. That's where you live, get your job, get your education, find a mate and stay. Or if you move, it's for reasons of education, finance, whatever. But very seldom do you ask the question, what area of this beautiful country can I live in that might be more commensurate with the energy who I am? And you start looking around to see whether you're right, or whether you ought to stay, or whether you ought to move. And a few years ago, you would never have done that, ever. Suddenly, that which is you, your name goes here. Suddenly, it starts to morph. Off of the peg of normalcy, and people around you have noticed, and if you could hear them talk, they'd say, well, she lost it. He lost it. We've lost another one. And what they're seeing is many old souls who are gathering around, not other old souls, but around energies of the planet that make more sense. Around people for them who make more sense for them. Energies that are commensurate with beauty and compassion and love, and not about drama or gossip or tearing down another human. Dear ones, change is coming. And it begins inside every single human. And the message this day to you is, don't fight it. Don't be afraid of it. I've just given you facts that some are actually participating in this moment, in this group, listening to this, and need to hear it. Go from fear to celebration. Dare yourself to even talk to your body. Thank you for what is going on. Bring it more. Bring more. I'm liking this even though I don't understand it. I don't know where I'm going, and I'm a little afraid, but I will go there anyway. Because I understand the little afraid is the old me being dragged into a place I've never been, a place of consciousness maturity. A place that has been promised to humanity for eons. A place that has been there all along, lurking in your very DNA, waiting for activation for you to say, I'm ready. There are here, right here in these chairs, those who don't know the future and are afraid of it, because things are changing outside of you. Let me tell you something. You have got help. So much. We are around you, all of you. I'm going to give you something that you should know. And with this, we will close. In all of this, you might say that my next phrase will be, well, hang in there. Well, just understand it and be okay. And that's not what I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you something you didn't expect. There is an energy right here in this room, on this planet, to all of you listening, that has been waiting for you to do this very thing, to start the process of evolvement. And in that, you're going to be grabbed and pulled through a hole. And that hole is called beauty, compassion, love, change, peace. Because you're not going to have to strive for this if you'll let it go. Because you have just called on an energy that is bigger than it ever has been. Who knows you, old soul, because you shine like the sun. Daughter of Lemuria, son of Lemuria. A phrase we will use that means anyone who literally took the seeds that were taught there and is here today, which is most of you, you are starting to feel this. And we are here to pull you through this hole. Almost like a rebirth into a beauty you didn't expect, where things make sense and things turn out differently, and it doesn't take near as long to get there. You see, things are different than they used to be. There are a few of you who have been pulled through the hole. And you can stand on the other side cheering and saying, let it do it, let him do it, let him do it. The rebirth of consciousness on this planet that comes from an old, old energy that starts to evolve, and then quickly, the very thing that you are giving called intent gives us permission to start pulling you. Make no mistake, we are talking about an evolution of consciousness, the creation of synchronicity, and the beauty of letting things happen that you have imagined and have given intent for. Some of you giving the affirmations, wondering if they're just bouncing off the wall. They're not. Everything you've said, we've heard. The timing is everything. But I want you to get ready for a fast pace, something you didn't expect, that will enhance what you're going through. And at the end of that, you'll understand it all. Now you'll say, okay, I'm in a place now I never thought I'd be, where I'm peaceful with it all. And people will come up and say, well, what's happening? And you'll smile at them in the best way you can and say, I don't know. You've arrived. And so it is.